this on?
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
We witnessed two monsters fighting each other in a ring. Like, they should have been, like, in New York City.
Yeah.
In the middle of the desert. How could a building hold these two giant one giant monster? It's insane. I'll tell you this.
Gargantuan.
They had a lot of fun with this.
They did.
They had a lot of fun with this match. They kind of made it all over the place. They did a couple of impressive spots.
They actually did it right.
They did the stupid ring fall apart.
Sure.
Is this the third time we've seen it?
Yep.
You know, you can't do it
third,
more than
fourth,
three.
Whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a nice little fun return to end it, which was great. Because
look,
without
guys,
that return, I think it would have been even
guys,
worse.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Huh?
Are you kidding me right now?
What?
What?
I fucking loved it.
Just pretend you're 10 years old.
Right.
Watching the last Monster Standing match, and you'll have a blast.
Yeah.
It's, which we're not, but, you know, sometimes you have to set yourself back.
Right.
They didn't go like super goofy. They just did a bunch of big spots to each other,
sure.
You know?
Spot fest.
Braun Strowman's legs might not work, but
ever.
You got to get past that.
Did they to begin with?
Yeah, they're worse than ever.
When he got up on 10, I thought he was going to fall right back over.
There's a possibility.
His legs were like, God, shit. The ref was going to have to grab him.
Right. There's a possibility. Yeah, the Seth Rollins, that was a nice surprise that they spoiled 10 minutes before the match.
Sure.
How stupid.
You know, not great, but, you know, they're like, look, he's just been going to NFL games the last month.
Yeah. No reason at all why we would show this.
And then Bronson Reed's like, I hope he shows up tonight.
It's like, all right.
No.
I hope Uncle Seth shows up.
Yeah, exactly. But we got a big show ahead of us. We have Bad Blood this Saturday, this Saturday afternoon, depending on where you live.
Yeah. This is what, here? At five?
Five. So if you're in LA, it's fucking 3 p.m. It starts. It's crazy.
Watch pay-per-view. Go enjoy your night out.
Exactly.
Apparently.
So we have our predictions to give. We have to review Raw and SmackDown. But first, we have to thank a new patron. So thank you to P. Diddy.
Oh.
No.
That's
P. Diddy.
We're not allowed to say
is a patron. We have a...
No.
And he wants to just say something. Jesus. P. Damn it. God damn it, P. Diddy.
That's too soon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Why is your screen all oily?
I don't know. He got a hold of it, I guess. I don't know.
So, my God, it's greasy.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, what is that guy up to?
Right.
Hopefully nothing now that he's...
Well, hopefully the shoe's on the other foot.
Will he be killed / commit suicide in prison?
Suicide.
I don't think so. I think it's like, if I hated him, it's like more fun to watch him suffer, right?
Sure.
Yeah, like, but he has... But again, like the Jeffrey Epstein thing, he has all the info on so many celebrities. You have LeBron James, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Yeah.
Why is that, LeBron?
Right.
Those 800 dildos weren't just for P. Diddy. I'll say that.
Was him in that maid outfit, was that AI or Photoshopped? Or is that
something that just... I don't
even know
about that.
Diddy released.
Right.
You know, you don't know what's real anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. So, with that said, go to patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling. Just do what P. Diddy does and subscribe.
Yes.
You know?
That's right.
There's over 700 bonus podcasts, almost as many dildos as P. Diddy has. We have almost as many bonus episodes as P. Diddy has dildos.
And you know what? Give us a few months, we'll have more episodes than dildos.
Yeah. Lube yourself up. Watch the Monday Night War podcast.
Yeah.
You get the pay-per-view recaps like Bad Blood coming this Saturday.
Right.
You get the brackets like the worst promos, part 1, 2, and 3.
Yes.
And including the newest bracket that we just put out, worst wrestling shirt of all time.
Yeah.
Way more fun than I thought it was going to be.
32.
Yeah.
Wrestling t-shirts.
Unbelievable. Exactly.
And I only own 27 of them.
I know. That was the shocker.
It was.
That was the shocker.
I didn't go 32 for 32.
Joe actually lost another dollar to me because of that.
Right.
All jokes aside, these were so bad, even Eric doesn't own these shirts.
Yeah.
Might be ordering a couple of them now, though.
Ironically, yes.
You never had any of those shirts?
The Jack Swagger. You had to.
No. No, surprisingly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was all into We the People, too.
I know. I figured.
Right.
So, yeah, go check out that bracket. Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
And if I could for a second, just kind of gush here.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you're on the fence about being a Patreon.
Gush.
The Monday Night War podcast is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly wish I could be on it. You know, I have a crazy schedule, but I listen every week and just seeing these seeds that are being planted. Like, oh, now the ringmaster is there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we all know what happens with that.
What?
You know, you're seeing these like little seeds being planted with Hogan. You're seeing the start of the exit of Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. Like,
yeah,
before you know it, it's going to be full on NWO. It's going to be full on Steve Austin.
Right.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
The Austin era has begun.
Yeah.
It's going to
so,
be great.
So, I mean,
DX.
Yeah.
Don't forget about
you've
DX.
You've already been doing it a few months. So, mm-hmm, there's plenty of time to catch up.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm on the show. It's a plug, whatever. But I listen every week. It's yeah, so good. Yeah. I have so much because it's so crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we all have those member berries, but you're like, wow, I don't remember it being like that.
I mean, I wasn't watching during this exact time that we're watching it, so
most people weren't.
It's all new to me.
Right.
It's pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I know
me
the
too
outcomes because of, you know, but everything. Because
when
crazy
I started watching again, it was the buildup to WrestleMania 15. Hmm. So going back and, like, hearing about some of this stuff and seeing who was where, like, seeing Vader bounce, like, and Sid bounce like a ping pong ball between yeah companies, apparently.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, 96 is, like, when I started watching, like, almost every week.
Right.
So, yeah, it's getting interesting.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. Thank you, Eric. Thank you for being a fucking mark for the Monday Night War podcast.
You know what? Hit the button. I don't even care.
Yeah, yeah, sure. You got
you
it, pal.
Fucking mark!
Andrew and Joe Mark over here.
Hey.
What else is new?
Right.
Eric Hamilton yeah and Andrew and Joe Mark since 2011.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
2011. Are you sure it's not like 2007?
No, 2011 yeah is when we met.
I know.
When we started Doomsday.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, go to Patreon.
Look at these gorgeous Italian brothers.
Holy cannoli.
All that hair.
Yeah.
On right our, on our backs.
Hey, Joe, what's my sausage doing in your...
Yeah, it's too
Eric rare wanted us to be in a stable, like he's his Beefy Joe stable.
Mm-hmm.
Where he just has two Italian chefs
yeah
that work with him.
Right.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah, pork chop. Cash Jr. and meaty Mike.
There you go.
You hand me the mic. Everyone's waiting for it. Everyone's waiting for it. I'm like, where's the ragazz?
Oh, ragazz!
Please, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It would
have been great.
I guess we have to do that now.
Yeah, right, let's start our own place.
All right. So SmackDown opens with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
The Viper says, Cody Rhodes teaming with Roman Reigns doesn't sit right with me, Edge. So, Cody, can you come out and give me an explanation? Also, where's Edge?
Yeah.
He died in that AEW match.
What a huge mistake.
There's some impersonator named Adam.
Yeah. I told you years ago Adam Copeland is a junkie for Edge, and I was right.
Yeah.
You fucking mark, am I right?
Nailed it.
MJF's like, yep.
So he calls out Cody, and the American lawyer walks out in
yeah
his suit. But no jacket because he's just a common man.
Right. In a $8,000 suit.
Yeah. He's just a common.
$12,000 Rolex.
He's just a common millionaire.
Right.
He's just a common douche. So.
Randy.
Award nominee.
Cody tells Randy. Yeah, excuse me. Thank
bless
you.
Bless you.
Help me. Cody tells Randy, perhaps I took a bit of a, I look a bit of a fool teaming with Roman Reigns, but would you rather be a fool or a coward? Roman gave me his word that he would have my back.
Did he now?
And I hope that's not a problem for you. It's like, what are you talking about?
Right. What are you, 1995 Triple H? Like the fucking blue blood?
But also he's talking like he's in like a play.
Yeah.
Like he's in fucking Midsummer Night Dream or something.
There you yeah go. Midsummer Perhaps Nightmare.
You would think I'm a fool. I just never liked how he cuts promos.
Yeah.
So he offers a handshake, and Randy accepts and says, no problem, unless you make it a problem. Which
Can
I don't
also
really
say
understand
this,
that.
His real reason, and I hate this part, this is so stupid about the whole reasoning. He goes, I want to get rid of the bloodline.
Yeah.
For good.
Which is what they've been saying for 4 years.
It's one wrestling match.
Yeah.
Not even in a hell, in a cell, not on the top of a skyscraper where you throw them off the side.
Sure, right.
Not even a last bloodline standing match.
Not even a Ufafala match, or whatever it's called.
Right.
So like...
Well, I mean, there has to be this stipulation, if the bloodline loses, they must disband, right? They at least have that in the match, right?
No.
Oh.
So it's like, what does he think he's accomplishing by teaming with Roman?
Right.
He said earlier, a few weeks ago, this is your fucking problem. This isn't my fucking problem.
Yeah, right.
And because Roman's like, yeah, I promise.
Hey. Well, but then they smacked him in the head and he was like, fuck, God damn it.
And then Roman's like, you're in the way.
Yeah.
In life.
So stupid.
Cody's like, stop it.
One match. Well, what are the odds that the bloodline doesn't leave? 100%.
Joe, have you ever met someone? Have you ever met someone on a football field at the 50-yard line and had a deep conversation?
Twice, actually.
Oh, okay. Then, look, never mind.
Never, ever. Oh,
it is common.
Oh, because that would be weird and stupid and make no sense?
Right.
In real life, it's fine. In wrestling, it's crazy.
Right, yeah. They just meet at the 50-yard line. There's a ref. He's like, all right, call it. They're like, call what? What is this
like
for?
Like if someone's like, hey.
You're teaming. You're teaming up together. Right.
I'm assuming this was a coin toss? No? Hello? Anyone?
Right.
Yeah. Like if someone's like, hey, meet me at this empty stadium at night at the 50-yard line.
Alone.
No. Nah. I'm not getting sniped. And then you crazy?
And then seven cars pull up before me. I'm like, keep driving.
Right.
And who's in those cars? No one.
Nobody.
No one's
intimidation.
In the cars.
They were Waymo cars, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
They should all be Waymo cars.
Yeah. They're Waymo better.
Google it, kids. Yeah. So then Kevin Owens walks out, but before he could talk, the bloodline comes out, and Solo tells Cody, "You're only teaming with Roman because you couldn't get the job done with Randy Orton and Kevin Owens." So KO challenges the bloodline to a tag team match tonight. Cody's like, "Hey, I can help," and Owens is like, "Fuck you."
He really is.
He's like, no, you have your tag team match to prepare for. I'm talking about me and Orton versus Solo and Fatu. And Cody's like, I guess he's mad at me.
Because we don't have a pay-per-view match.
Exactly. But yeah, the whole like Cody saying, oh, we have to end the bloodline. How many times in the last 4 years has a wrestler said that line?
Every one of them.
Sami Zayn 2 years ago.
Right.
The bloodline has to, you know, be done for good.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
It's never going to be done.
There's too many Usas out there.
Yeah.
It's like a Hydra. One cousin leaves, two take its place.
And they're still having babies. Usas having Usas.
I know.
There's like three more rumored to show up soon.
Jesus Christ.
It's getting out of hand.
Don't forget about Tala Tonga.
Right.
Because he's tall.
He's taller than the other one.
Tall Tonga.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be like... 1999 NWO, like 17 limousines are going to pull out. The bloodline's here! And then 300 guys are going to try to get in the ring.
Oos.
I heard the Royal Rumble's going to be only Ooses.
Oh.
It's going to be Royal Rumble 2025. Oops, all Ooses.
Ooh, all Ooses.
Oops, all Ooses.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
That's great.
Perfect. All right, next up we have Bayley versus Naomi. Oh. Winner faces Nia Jax for the WWE Women's Championship at Bad Blood. Yeah. That sucks.
Right. No, neither of them were like, yeah, I'm good.
Can we just have four matches at Bad Blood?
I'm not trying to get injured.
Just like four matches, maybe? No?
Right.
Yeah. Backstage before the match, Nia grabbed Tiffany Stratton by the throat and threatened to murder her if she loses the title.
Okay.
So there's tension there.
Ouch. Yes.
And then during Bayley's entrance, they accidentally put the damage control graphics up.
Yeah, that was great.
And then they switched it to the SmackDown graphics, and then they switched it to her current graphics.
Yeah.
Whoops.
So that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Maybe like after this is all done, she just goes back to damage control because they're faces and she's a face. And
well, I mean, why wouldn't she?
They need that, people because Dakota's out, Asuka's out.
That bugs me. Like, you're bad. And then... You kick someone out and make them a face, and then you turn face? Oh, hey, we're all good guys now?
Yeah.
Why don't we get back together?
Damage control has to change.
Well, two baby faces.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it was.
We did good, good.
It changed for the worse.
Yeah. So early in the match, Bayley stopped herself from punching Naomi, even though they're in a punching contest.
Correct. Yeah.
That's what you do.
It's mm-hmm. so stupid.
It's like, oh, no, I'm not going to wrestle you in this wrestling match.
Yeah.
Naomi hit the big butt blast, which I feel is more like it's worse than just a punch.
Yep.
But Bayley kicked out.
Right.
Naomi hit a blockbuster off the top rope. So she tried to break Bayley's neck.
Uh-huh.
But again, a punch is too
far. Not going to punch her, though.
Yeah.
Too personal.
Then Bayley and Naomi kind of botched a sunset flip buckle bomb. But in the end, Bayley hit the Bayley to belly and the elbow drop for the win, which is, you know, like per kayfabe, it's an elbow drop
right
to the neck.
Yeah.
But not a punch. I will not punch you, but I'll fucking crush your larynx.
With my fucking elbow.
With my elbow. Later backstage, Bayley apologizes to Naomi for winning the match.
Right.
I'm sorry for doing my job.
Stupid.
Honestly, I kind of expected them to like redo the whole ending of Shawn Michaels and Ric Flair and gets the pin and then gets on him and starts crying.
Right.
Yeah. I was expecting them to do that, but
sure. So then Stratton teases Naomi, so Naomi says she's going to talk to Nick Aldis to schedule a match between the two of them. Yeah. Okay.
Great.
Yeah, this can't will wait. Be their first time fighting this month.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes. New month.
Yeah. Backstage, Andrade tells LA Knight,
where I come from, a real a man shakes someone's hands to show respect. And you lost my respect.
You're pronouncing too many letters.
Yeah, it's gotta be like
E-I-M-A.
And then Mello just runs up and knocks LA Knight over the barricade.
He knocks him the fuck out. I saw that. I did not see that.
He's
coming.
Like, yeah, come on, I got something for you too.
Yeah.
So we have Andrade versus Carmelo Hayes, match
six.
Number six.
Sure.
At least these matches have been really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, to be fair, they like, I like the Chris Benoit Booker T best of seven that they did in WCW.
That was good.
You know, like, so it could work.
They even redid it in WWE.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
For the U.S. title.
Right.
But I think in WCW it was for the heavyweight. No.
No, not the heavyweight.
It was just something else, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a cool spot where Mello was on the apron and Andrade was in the ring, but he was leaning over the middle rope and Mello charged at him, but Andrade countered with a scoop slam.
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Right.
Then Andrade went for a jumping clothesline, but Mello countered with first 48. Mello went for Andrade's double knees, but Andrade moved. Then Mello jumped off the second rope and hit Andrade with a springboard DDT.
Boing.
Yeah.
Andrade hit the double moonsault. And then he went for a superplex off the top rope. But Mello countered with a cutter, and that was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And then Mello crawled over to make the pin, but Andrade kicked out. Like, that should have been it.
Sure.
Like, it was cool. It wasn't a finisher, but it was, like, finisher worthy.
Right.
I know they wanted to get LA Knight involved, but I think that was, like, cool enough to win with that.
Mm-hmm.
Andrade hit the back elbow, but Mello rolled out of the ring. And then LA Knight ran out looking for revenge, but Mello knocked Andrade into Knight, and then Mello beat Andrade with a roll-up.
Yeah.
Has Mello only won by roll-up?
I think so.
It's his only move. It's going to become his finisher soon.
Yeah.
So they're waiting for, like, match seven to give him the final one, maybe?
No, that one they're going to tie, and then they'll be a tag team.
Right, of course. Right. After the match, Andrade and Knight yell at each other, and then Knight offers a handshake, but Andrade declines.
Right.
So I guess I'm not a real man.
So stupid.
I guess not.
I just said, real man, shake hand. But you can shake my dick. I just changed everything about my life.
Yeah.
Just now. My wife. Donde está my wife? Chanfle, don't me. Do not shake your hand. To be the man you have to shake the man's hand. You have to shake the man. My wife once told me. No, right. My father-in-law once told me.
You know Flair, like, walked up to him, like, after taking a shower, just to tell, like, to be the man, you gotta shake the man.
Suck the man. You gotta suck the man.
God damn it. He's right. Yeah. I have to do this. So I got down there, and I hucked all over that 80-year-old man. I said, when you're right, you're right. I said, and you, gaga, you always right. Ga.
Yeah.
Gaga.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Oh, God.
Next up, we have a video package for AJ Styles.
Oh. This is still the house that AJ Styles built.
Yeah. I think you guys should do the whole, like, fuck Stone Cold. Just do the whole show as Andrade.
Yeah.
We got to get to 950 patrons for you.
That's the Andrade show.
So AJ returns to SmackDown this Friday.
Holy
shit. All right. Can't wait to see what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's like, you're already feuded with Cody.
Are Gallows and Anderson still employed?
I think they're still wrestling in NXT.
But they already told us he coming back. Yeah. And he no come back. Oh, no. He might not come back next Friday. Well, that was the dirt sheet. But now the SmackDowns are telling us. He was advertised to be on a show months ago.
Right.
Next up.
It's like Andrade's talk show, like hooked on phonics.
Meek Chin versus Piper Niven.
Meek Chin?
To be the whore, you have to throw the whore in a dumpster.
This is a talk show.
You are not the father. You are not the man. See? You are not the man.
It's fucking great.
I see here you have a fear of pickles. Bring out the pickles.
Oh my God. This is why we always giggle each other. We keep one upping each other.
It says here, you have a fear of Flair? Bring Rick out here now.
Whoa! Like, the girls go running. Oh, my God. That's too good.
Since this is your NDA from Vince McMahon, bring out Vince. Bring out the shit. We have a surprise for you.
All right.
To be the man, you must get shit on by McMahon.
All right.
That's a show.
Meechin versus Piper Niven.
Oh, my God. That's what we're rolling into.
Yeah. We got Chelsea Green gagging as she holds the trash can.
Oh.
Maybe don't hold the trash can.
I mean, thought she was gagging for a different
Piper reason. Attacked Meechin with a trash can the week prior on SmackDown Lowdown.
Who are you?
Right?
Well, no, what is that?
It's their post show on Peacock.
Is that like
on
the
Peacock.
Talking Smack?
Yeah. It's Talking Smack, but now it's SmackDown Lowdown. That sucks.
That's horrible. Stupid.
Talking Smack is way better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Piper went for a cannonball to Meechin outside the ring, but Meechin moved and Piper hit the trash can and the barricade.
And then several fans.
Yeah. Meechin kicked Chelsea off the apron, and then as Piper was getting back in the ring, Meechin gave her eat defeat
for the win.
Why does Meechin keep beating? Why does Piper never win? What is she doing there?
Well, because Chelsea's the one they're pushing for some reason.
Yeah.
Dumpster match this Friday.
Oh, yeah. God.
Who wins? Michael Cole wins.
So she can dry heave the whole time? Oh, I'm going to pin you.
Michael Cole was very excited for this match.
Yeah.
In fact, I have some audio of Michael Cole. Yeah. Oh, he just, he came.
Wow, wow, wow.
Dumpster match, yay! Next up, we have a video package for the tag title ladder match that's scheduled for this Friday. It's DIY versus the Street Profits versus the Tongans. So it should be a fun match. I'm sure the Tongans will retain.
Hey, but I love a good ladder match.
Triple threat tag team ladder match. What's up, Hardys, Dudleys, and Edge and Christian?
SmackDown. Three of these things are not like the others.
Yeah. SmackDown does not deserve this match.
Right, right.
For real. All right, so we got KO and Orton versus Solo and Fatu backstage before the match. Cody tries to talk to Owens, but KO says not now. But Cody insists, so Owens starts to flip out on him, but Orton calms him down. And then KO walks out of the room, and Orton tells Cody, if the Tongans get involved, I'd love for you to help us out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, who put four interference?
Yeah.
KO gave Fatu a senton, and he told Solo to suck it.
Oh.
Then Orton dropped Fatu on the announce table, but Fatu no-sold it, so Orton did it three more times.
That was good. I like that.
So now we know it's a rule of four.
Yeah.
You have to hit Fatu with your move four times for him to sell it.
Right.
Yeah.
Like everyone else, they get hit with that and they're fucking dead. Mm-hmm. And he literally just kind of rolled off and then took more of the table off.
That's his thing. That's his thing until a crazier Oos shows up.
I guess so.
To no sell stuff.
He's Zeus right now.
Remember, that was Solo.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Orton then gave Solo the draping DDT and set up for the RKO, but Fatu saved him. Owens got the hot tag, and he did his choo-choo train spot. Then the Tongans run out to distract Owens. Solo hits the spinning Solo, but Owens kicked out. And then Cody comes out to beat up the Tongans. Cody threw Tama Tonga in the ring, and Orton hit him with an RKO. Then Fatu super kicked Orton to hit Cody with a suicide dive. Solo went for a Samoan spike on Owens, but KO ducked and hit a stunner. And then Owens went for the pin, but Fatu threw Cody in the ring, and Cody hit the ref's leg. So the ref fell and couldn't count. Yeah. And then Owens yelled at Cody, but then Fatu super kicked Owens twice, and Solo pinned him for the win. Owens then yelled at Cody after the match, but Orton got in between them and explained to Owens what happened, and then KO calmed down and hugged Cody to end the show.
Damn it.
Great.
So close.
I mean, it's got to happen.
Yeah. Edgelord Kevin Owens. Yeah.
It's got to happen. It won't lead to him winning a title or anything, but at least we'll have heel Owens, and he won't be best friends with Cody anymore.
Yeah, true.
So we got to accept the little things.
Right.
Yeah.
Cherish the little things.
Cherish indeed.
Monday Night Raw opens with the new Intercontinental Champion, Jey Uso.
Yes.
And he's got a, it's not a new title, but they added some blue
right
to the title. So it looks a little better.
It's giving like Attitude Era IC title vibes now.
Right. Mm. I mean, that's the old IC title. That's not the one he has.
I know that, but
I wish they would just
almost like the same color blue. Like it's like they added like that to one half and that to the other.
Yeah, it helps it pop because before it was all one color. It's still boring.
Right. It kind of reminded me of that, just less cool.
Big gold.
Yeah. Well, the big gold was cool though. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So Joe Tessitore held up a fan sign that read, "Champ is Yeet."
Shut the fuck up.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Champ is coming.
Yeah. Champa?
Champa.
Champa.
Yeah, we wish. We have a "You Deserve a Chant" from the crowd. Jay says, "The Intercontinental Champion main event Jey Uso is now in your city." Mm. And Jay does his usual promo where he says three words and then the crowd yeets. And then he says three more words and the crowd yeets. And he does that. This part was weird, though.
Roman made it hard for me.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was odd.
He has that effect sometimes.
Yeah. Roman made it hard for me.
Roman made it hard for him.
He had issues, you know.
Yeah, but he had issues. But then Roman made it hard for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then no more issues.
He had performance issues.
Yeah. Some people have Viagra. I got Roman.
Exactly.
It's funny. Isn't there a company called Roman that sells dick pills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there?
It's something Roman, right? Get Roman or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Joe?
It's the one where it's like,
I'm Italian. I don't need it. But.
No, you've seen it because it's the one where it's like, hi, my son suffers from erectile dysfunction.
I know. Yeah. My TikTok.
Those are the Roman ones.
Oh.
Yeah, it's something Roman.
Yeah. Hey, my son's dick don't work.
It's like, sir, you're 60 years old. What about your cock? He's like, no, my cock's fine, but my son's a pathetic loser.
Yeah. My son's some sort of douchebag.
Yeah.
Can't get it up.
Nice shot, Joe. I think it's just Roman.
It is Roman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then Jay tosses his stupid yeet glasses because...
Maybe that was like a hidden ad.
What?
Roman gets it hard for me. Or Roman made it hard for me.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they
got paid.
They're starting to... They have alcohol ads now on WWE.
Right. They know their fans are getting older. Dick pills.
Triple H is like, look, we're trying to be the NFL. We're like half of the commercials are dick pills. Right. Bill Burr said it best. He's like, it's all like you're a degenerate gambler. You beat your wife. Your dick doesn't work, and you're bald. Like, that's what the NFL thinks of its fans.
Yes. thinks of everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, Jay tosses his yeet glasses because he's got to get serious.
Uh-huh.
And he gets emotional about his mother, who told him to yeet all over Braun Breaker.
Mm.
And yeet he did. So Braun
it's a good
comes
thing
out.
Roman made it hard for him.
Yes, exactly. That's why he can yeet now.
Yeah.
So Braun comes out and he tells Jay, last week, you were the better man. I'm not going to spear you. I just felt like I should be the first one to say congratulations.
He literally said, as a colleague. As a colleague. Let's shake hands.
Yeah.
He's taking promo classes from Cody.
They're water cooler.
Right. Better hit up Uncle Scott.
Uncle Howdy Scott.
So Braun offers a handshake and Jay accepts. And then Braun starts to leave. But Jay says, there are some dogs in Indiana, Oos. Mm-hmm. And then Braun smiles. And leaves.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's Braun's face turn?
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Good night now.
Right.
No, that can't be, right? Or is it because he didn't kill him? He's a face now?
He's a face now. He smiled at Jay. Like, he was like, there's some dogs. And then Braun went,
Okay, bye.
Right. Like, remember that Instagram little thing? The do-do-do-do-do-do.
We're going to look back. Yeah, we're going to look back on this and be like, remember that those 3 months of Braun Breaker?
Yeah.
Fuck, that was great.
That was great.
And then they Roman Reigns him.
Right.
Made him he's going to be a corny fucking baby face now.
Yeah.
Joe, dollar bet, how long till he says suffer and succotash, son?
Oh, no.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
With all the popularity from my documentary, I figured I'd just show up.
Roman's like, I can't stop Vince from texting me what to say on the show. He's going to hurt my family.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. He's like, Triple H is like, hey, Hunter, I just wanted to email you. I just wanted to send you this. I wrote a promo for Braun Breaker. Vince, this is the Three Little Pigs.
Yeah, it's perfect. Remember how well...
Braun's the big bad wolf.
Remember when Roman talked about Jack and the Beanstalk? That was amazing. That was better than amazing. That's tremendous.
It was tremendously bad.
Next up, we have Rey Mysterio versus Xavier Woods. This is a little sloppy.
Yeah.
A couple of botches in this match.
Sure.
Rey had Woods set up for a move, but Woods ripped off Rey's mask, so Rey covered up his face because no one's ever seen Rey Mysterio's face.
Ever.
You know, they certainly didn't lose the mask back in like 99 and then wrestle without a mask for like a year.
Right.
He was literally
like, I can't take off my mask. It's part of my heritage. Takes off the mask. Yeah, fuck that mask. Yeah. Never wearing that shit again.
So it's Rey, not just that. He's world famous.
Right.
He's world famous.
You cannot see.
It's still a disgrace to show your face.
Yes, wrestling is still a horrible thing. Where I come from.
He must have like scars.
Yeah. San Diego, right. The 619 is the Mexican zip code.
Jesus.
You want to know how I got these scars?
So, yeah, Woods beats Rey with a roll-up.
Yep, he's such a
bad guy. Backstage, Kofi asks Woods, did you do that on purpose? And Woods says, no, I would never do anything like that. And then Kofi tells Woods, you know, Jay offered me a shot at the IC title next week, but I told him to give it to you. So Woods is thrilled, but lurking in the background is Karrion Kross.
I kind of like that.
Sure. What? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you mean like paying off the story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah. Right. That's a nice change of pace.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
That if Vince was around, they'd be like, yeah, and then Vince will have Karrion Kross lurking in the background. Then Vince would be like, why?
Why?
Like, no, Vince, we've been building this whole thing for like 6 months.
Building what?
What? What are you talking about?
A story? What's that?
Yeah. So later in the show, we have Chad Gable versus Kofi. Ivy Nile distracted the ref, and Kofi went for Trouble in Paradise, but he missed because Woods tripped Gable.
Whoopsies.
And Kofi hurt his leg in the process, and then Gable hit Chaos Theory for the win.
Chaos.
So there you go. Next up, we have Zoe Stark versus Lyra Valkyria. All right, Corbin. Sonya kneed Lyra while Shayna distracted the ref, and then Zoe hit Go to Tits for the win.
Yeah.
And it was more Go to Tits than ever before.
It was super titty.
I mean, how long has she been doing this? And she's still kneeing their tits.
Well, she can't hurt them.
She can't do it.
Did you talk about what they did backstage before the match?
Oh, and they like, it was basically a porno.
You know I'm going to get you.
And Shayna's like dealing cards? What the fuck is going on?
It was like a bully lesbian porno where like they bully the girl into eating them out.
Submission sorority.
That's what it was.
That's what
it was. It really was.
That's their new name.
Lyra was like, I guess I have to do it. What is she goggling?
Right.
Big giant clit.
Is she goggling pussy? Because after the match, after the match, it's the return of Potty Pussy. Oh, I mean,
where the hell have you been?
Yeah. And Katana Chance has a protective pussy mask over her pussy.
Right.
Hey guys, I'm back.
This part was amazing because Katana slides in the ring and jumps on Zoe, but Shayna puts Katana in their Kirifuda clutch.
This was awesome.
And then Kayden Carter gets in the ring.
Stares right at them.
She's looking right at them, but then she's like, oh, wait, this is not the plan. So let me just wander around the ring for like 10 seconds.
Right, she runs over to where the other one, where Zoe was, but Zoe was no longer there.
She's dead.
Oh, my God.
She's just like, awful. Kayden, or Carter, God damn it, Katana eventually gets Shayna off her, and then they beat up both of them. And
yeah.
Katana and Kayden hit Sony and Shayna with the pussy stand.
Yeah.
And then backstage, Katana cuts a promo saying Pure Fusion Energy is going to get what's coming to them. And then me and Kayden are getting back the tag titles. And then Fire and Dawn walk up talking shit, and Katana freaks out and has to be held back. There's too much going on.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
so much.
Party Pussy is involved in two separate feuds. That's too much. Too much for them.
Too many.
Too many for them to handle.
Yep.
Yeah. Not good. Where's Natalya and Zelina Vega? Who cares?
Yeah. I mean,
they're just like, they're not here this week. Okay.
Yeah.
But why?
There's an important Twitch stream to do.
Natalya's like, you're not in Canada. I can't be there.
Yeah.
Natalya can't leave Canada.
Apparently.
Next up, we have CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre face-to-face inside Hell in a Cell.
I really like how they did this.
Thank God. Thank God we have something on this show that's good.
Yeah.
We have Adam Pearce and a ton of security to make sure Punk and Drew don't touch each other. Drew is wearing a black suit and says, I'm wearing black out of respect for your wife. Because after what I do, she's going to have to feed you. She's going to have to bathe you. And let's face it, she's probably going to leave you.
Okay.
You might have noticed this is a tux, because for the rest of the world, it's going to be a celebration because you're not coming back this time. You're the one who taught me to hate. But this Saturday, that hate will die with you. Good promo.
Yeah. Solid.
Drew starts to leave, but Punk says, I'm filled with so much rage that I can't go home. I've been living in a hotel for 4 weeks because I will not subject my wife to the man that this has turned me into. You son of a bitch. You've turned me into the fictitious boogeyman that my harshest critics accuse me to be. And that's exactly who I need to be inside Hell in a Cell to send you home to Scotland in a box. I want you to remember that you prayed for all of this, because when you're on your hands and knees begging for me to stop, I will wipe the blood from your eyes so you see me. And it's not a god you're praying to. It's not the devil you're praying to. You'll be praying to see M. Punk. I'll see you in hell.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came.
Yeah, you came.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't come? Wow.
No.
No? Eric, did
waiting,
you come?
I'm waiting for the pay-per-view.
Oh, you're waiting for Roman?
Not even like a little bit for Roman. Yeah.
Roman this gets me hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So next up, we have LWO versus the Judgment Day. Huh. I feel like there's a good button for this.
All sure.
Yeah. LWO, they all hit moves off the same top rope one by one. That's cute.
Yeah, adorable.
And then Joaquin Wilde was on the top rope, but Liv Morgan distracts the ref while Finn Balor runs out and pushes him off the top rope, and then JD hit his back suplex for the win. They were like, oh, Balor was having travel issues. What happened?
They're really dipping into the well of travel issues.
Just
lately.
So that he could interfere against the LWO.
Like,
not worth
they
it.
Really had to interfere with the LWO.
Yeah.
They right. couldn't knock them out.
Couldn't beat Cruz del Toro without yeah. some help.
Joaquin no. Wilde.
After the match, Dragon Lee.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, after the match, Balor cuts a promo saying, Damian, you said you're going to rip my heart out, but you should know that I don't have a heart.
Yeah.
Balor Club.
That evil fuck Balor.
Yeah. Then Liv says, I'm going to prove that I'm a home-wrecking, man-stealing, heart-breaking, title-taking, greatest women's champion of all time. And okay. Ric Flair was jerking off
yeah.
to that. So Rhea Ripley walks out, and she has some crew guys bring the shark cage to the stage, and she says, I know your dirty secret's dumb. I know that you're claustrophobic. And then Priest comes from the crowd to attack Balor, JD, and Carlito. Rhea throws Dom inside the shark cage, but Liv attacks Rhea from behind, and they start brawling. And then the numbers game catches up to Priest, and Balor gives him 4 coup de graces. So there you go.
Yes. Also, claustrophobia, isn't it in a completely enclosed space?
You would think it's more about, you know, his fear of heights.
Right.
Than being claustrophobic.
Yeah. Like,
that's the whole thing, is that you're hung super high up.
Yeah. I wonder if she fucked up and she was Maybe. Supposed to say that, because she stopped right before she said it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no.
Well, what is fear of heights? What's the word for that?
I don't know.
Maybe she forgot. Yeah. Or maybe it's not that common, so you just say fear of heights.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a video promo from Sheamus. He hypes the Donnybrook match for next week. Joe Tessitore said, oh, this is my kind of match.
Okay.
This is Joe Tessitore's kind of... This was his favorite matches growing up.
The Tess.
His favorite yeah. matches growing up were Donnybrook matches.
Oh.
Acrophobia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Then we have a video promo from Damage Control, where Io and Kairi challenge Bianca and Jade for the tag titles. That'll uh-huh. happen at some point. It's funny, they put subtitles for when they were speaking Japanese. But when they were speaking English... Unfortunately, they didn't put subtitles.
Just leave them on.
I mean, Kairi was unintelligible.
Yeah.
It was insane. I don't remember her being that bad. I mean, right. we have this.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the McMahon documentary, speaking unintelligible.
Or oh, my God.
Made up language. Or
made
something.
Up language. That
made
was great.
Made up language.
Then we have another Wyatt 6 video.
Mm.
Hold on. I've got some audio for that.
Aw.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
I was crickets.
Right. Yeah, I mean, do okay. something or
do
or don't.
Something. Something. Anything.
Yeah. Like more codes? We already know you exist.
Right.
And then they just show... to figure out who you're fighting next. We don't care.
And then they just show Nikki Cross at the end, and people are like, oh, is that Alexa Bliss? It's like, no, it's Nikki Cross.
Nope. Yeah. Sure isn't.
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, Sami Zayn tells Kathy Kelly he's tired of Gunther's disrespect, but he's still coming for him and he's not going to stop. And there was also someone lurking in the background of this segment.
Right.
But we could only see their back. I don't know if that was a tease for something or what.
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
I don't think so.
It was weird, though.
It was weird, but yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Then we have an in-ring promo from Gunther. The ring general starts bitching about Sammy, so Sammy comes out and says, admit why you won't give me a title match. Gunther says, you're not on my level. Sammy says, and how come I beat you at WrestleMania? You've beaten everyone else but me. I pinned you. You think you're so much better than me, and that's why it drives you crazy. And if we have another match, you're scared it'll happen again. Mm. And Gunther says, I am afraid, but not of you. I'm afraid of my reputation. Losing to you has been the biggest embarrassment of my career. I was so busy embarrassing you in front of your family that eventually it's what you did to me. After you won at WrestleMania, my father told me, I flew across the world to see you lose to that bum. That's the difference, because your family doesn't expect anything from you. But I'm the golden goose of my family, and you are nothing. And I'm what you'll never be, world heavyweight champion.
He shits eggs.
I mean, this was like really a 5-minute promo from Gunther, but it was great.
Yeah, right. No, he's so good when it comes to cutting promos.
It was like, it was basically like, it was Ivan Drago, like, you know, just talking right. how like, I can't disappoint my family, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
his wife would leave him if he lost yeah. or something.
Right. No, like if Punk and Drew weren't on the show, Gunther would have swept a lot of awards.
Yeah, for sure. So Sammy says, you could have asked for a rematch, but you couldn't even show your face here for months, all because your dad made you feel like a loser, and now you're showing your dad that his son is also a coward. So Gunther clotheslines Sammy, but Sammy fights back and goes for the Huluva kick, but then Gunther locks in a sleeper hold and then gives him a powerbomb, and Gunther grabs the mic and says, you got your match. So Sammy did it. He made it personal for Gunther.
Yeah.
Personal.
So title match is next week on Raw, not Bad Blood, like Dave Meltzer claimed.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
He was wrong.
Yeah. Gotcha, Meltzer.
Yeah. I'm kind of surprised it's on Raw too, but
yeah.
that's fine. I guess yeah. it makes Raw, you know, better.
You and your mullet.
At least we'll have a really good match on Raw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then backstage, Bron Breakker walks up to Gunther and says, I just wanted to see for myself. Gunther says, oh, he really is a badass. And Braun says, that's right. And you'll see sooner than you think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are they fast-tracking this guy?
I hope not. Like they did.
Is he winning this fucking belt next month or some shit?
Wow.
There's no way.
Because I don't know how you keep booking him to lose.
Right.
It doesn't make sense for Bron Breakker to lose another match.
Yeah.
You know?
They've done it before where it's like,
maybe Triple H is just like, oh, fuck.
They could foreshadow stuff down the road. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. Vince has fast-tracked guys before.
Yeah.
Like, Sheamus shows up, and then 6 months later, he's the fucking champ.
6 weeks later.
I mean, Triple H is obviously, he's had Bron Breakker in NXT for years, but maybe he's like, fuck, it's working so good on the main roster, and he's getting so over.
I guess.
I mean, he's really, he's got to be the favorite to win the Rumble at this point.
You think?
Yeah.
At this moment, maybe.
I don't think you need to give it to a 50-year-old Punk or whatever, you know, 45-year-old Punk.
Well, I mean, if you do Seth and Punk, it doesn't even necessarily need to be for the title.
That's true, right. Yeah, it's not.
But it would,
I don't expect that to be for the title, actually, either.
It would need to main event.
I don't know about that. Well, you're going to have Roman versus Cody versus whoever. Roman versus The Rock or Cody versus The Rock, or I don't see Seth and Cody main eventing.
It's three nights.
Probably open.
Seth and
it's
Punk.
Three nights this year. So, I mean, it could be the main event of night.
Careful. Where. Don't make Eric come, Joe. Uh-huh. Jesus.
No.
No, it's always been three nights. Remember? Because SmackDown.
WrestleMania Smackdown.
WrestleMania Smackdown. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
And then Raw after Mania is basically another night of WrestleMania.
Four nights.
Raw Mania. Yeah.
Night one of a four-night extravaganza. What did Punk say?
Right. Yeah. Now he's part of that extravaganza.
Sure.
Because here comes the money.
Money.
Early in the show, Miz tries talking to Braun Strowman, but R-Truth interrupts with a what's up. Braun tells Truth, I'm surprised you're here. You got hit with 6 tsunamis. And Truth says, I don't remember that. And then Braun walks away and Truth yells, see ya, Andre. And then Truth tells Miz, I don't like how Karrion Kross has been picking on you, so I got us a match against Aop. And then Miz says, you mean Authors of Pain? But Truth says, how many books have they written? Hold on.
Comedy bullshit! It was such a nice few weeks when he wasn't there.
I know.
It really was.
Just shows up and wins awards, just like that.
Maybe appreciate Bronson Reed and his tsunami. Maybe those tsunamis weren't such a bad thing after all.
Right.
So we have Awesome Truth versus Aop. Truth starts the match and takes a beating, but he eventually tags in Miz, but Miz kicks Truth in the face.
Yay!
And Karrion Kross laughs his ass off.
Yeah, finally.
Miz leaves, and then AOP gives Truth their powerbomb neckbreaker finisher for the win, and Joe Tessitore yelled, "What a rush!" And at first I was confused, but then I looked it up, and that's the name of AOP's finishing move.
This is bullshit!
Well, that's because of that old guy who's sometimes there.
Oh, right. Paul Ellering.
Yeah.
Was he there this week?
No.
He wasn't? Are you sure?
No.
Because, like, when he's there, you don't notice that either.
Correct.
God.
Yeah.
That is such an insult.
Right.
Like, they have one 100th of the talent that the Legion of Doom had.
I did kind of like how they were like, haha, you were so focused on Cross, you know, fucking with Xavier Woods that you didn't even notice the mind fuck he was giving the Miz.
Yeah.
You know.
Sure.
It's fun.
Next up, we have Braun Strowman versus Bronson Reed. Last monster standing. Backstage before the match.
Yep.
Adam Pearce told security, "I want the match to stay in the ring." I have a question.
Andrew?
If you wanted the match to stay in the ring,
go ahead.
Why did you make it a last man standing match?
Because he's an idiot.
You know, the match where the only rule is just that, you know, you win by a count of 10.
Right.
You could fight anywhere. There's no rules. You could use weapons. The match could end outside.
By the way, what is security supposed to do? Are they supposed to act like lumberjacks and throw them back into the ring?
Make it a lumberjack match.
Right.
Put them in a Hell in a Cell. You got one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right there. Look up, stupid. You were in one earlier. Yeah. Guys, we want to keep this in the ring.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
How do we keep these monsters in a cell? Like a cell area around the ring. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Good God.
We put it together earlier.
Anyways, let's look at the tail of the tape.
Okay.
Braun Strowman is 6'8".
Close enough.
And Bronson Reed is 6 feet tall.
No.
Not even close.
Braun is 385 pounds. Sounds and Bronson Reed is 330 pounds.
No.
Not even close.
Braun was the 2012 World Strongest Champion, and Reed can bench press 600 pounds.
No.
Like, 12 Lashleys disagreed with that.
Wade Barrett said, "This is like Megatron versus Optimus Prime."
I was going to say you could hit Lashley a couple more times.
No.
Sure. So again, just pretend you're a child.
Okay.
When you watch this.
Yeah.
Reed hit Braun with an ugly crossbody. Don't do that again. Braun hit Reed with the steel steps and then choke slammed him through the announce table. But Reed got up and yelled, "It's going to take more than that." Like we mentioned earlier, Braun's knees are worse than ever. He slowly ran across the ring to knock Reed off the apron and he fell onto a bunch of chairs. Then they fought on the top of a crate. And Reed gave Braun a Death Valley driver through two tables. That was a legit good spot. Then Reed tackled Braun through the barricade in the spot they always do it. But then Reed tackled Braun through the next part of the barricade and took out some fan plants. But that was cool and unexpected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I did like that. Obviously, they're plants, but like that was cool.
Yeah.
Because it made you like kind of be like, oh, that was neat.
Right.
A little different.
Back in the ring, Reed hit Braun with a tsunami, but the ref can't count because he's busy trying to revive the dead fans.
Dude, that was dumb. Like, you have a match going on. There's 20 other guys.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Right. He's just looking over their shoulders like, what's going on over there? Is he all right?
Is he dead?
Get back in the ring.
Yeah, what's going on?
But they did that to protect Bronson.
Sure.
Like, he would have won.
Yeah.
Or some shit.
So Reed hits another tsunami and then starts beating up security. He throws the ref down. Adam Pearce yells at him, so Reed grabs him. But security pulls Reed off of him. And then Braun, like, he almost fell a couple times while he was trying to get to the top rope. But he fucking pulled it off. He jumped off the top rope to crash onto Reed and security.
Yeah.
And then back in the ring, Reed gives Braun a superplex. And the ring collapses, kind of.
Boom.
Like, it only half collapsed. Like, they just really had the ropes fall. Yeah. It wasn't like a full-on collapse as they've done before.
Right.
Or like the whole fucking ring just falls down and it's like posts. Sideways. The post fell and everything, but like usually they have like part of the ring go down. The ring kind of just stayed there.
And then this ref did the same as you know, the other ref from last time where he held onto the rope so it looks like he fell out.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, the ref falls out of the ring, but then did a different ref come out or was it the same ref?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, whatever happens, the ref starts counting, Reed starts to get up, but Seth freaking Rollins makes his return and gives Reed a curb stomp on the steel steps, and then Braun stands up to beat the count and he wins the match.
Okay.
He's the last monster standing.
Huzzah.
Yeah. Cool return for Seth.
Yeah.
I thought they would have given the win to, you know, Bronson Reed just to build up him for the Seth match.
Well.
But.
Now you can have him fight at Saudi Mania.
Oh, yeah. Is that? Yeah.
What is that?
Like November.
Yeah, beginning of November.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah.
How many curb stomps right now?
Seven.
Will it take? Seven? That's how many he gave the Fiend.
No, he gave the Fiend like 17.
I think it was like. 12? It was like 8 or 11 or something like that.
I think it was 12.
12?
Wow. Jesus.
So, yeah, that's the end of Raw. The good news is next week, Raw moves to 2 hours.
Oh, thank God. Thursday. This is the biggest news since Thursday. Yeah. So happy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, man. All right, let's give some awards.
Yeah.
Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Bronson Reed.
Bronson Reed, that Sweep is correct. It. Yeah. Best dressed?
I had the IC title.
You had a thing?
I had a thing. I had the IC title.
Fucking mark!
I'm glad that they added some color to it. It finally looks like more distinguishable from the other belts.
Yeah!
Andrew, put him down for Jey Uso. Best dressed, please.
Oh, God.
That's who was wearing it. That's who it was. I went back to Liv. Hadn't been there in a couple weeks. Now I'm back.
Yeah, okay. I had Liv.
Yeah.
Worst acting?
I had R-Truth.
Oh, yeah. I'll give it the truth.
Cody, you snuck by barely.
Ooh, Cody? Yeah, you're right. Cody. Yeah. Actually, fuck Cody.
Adrenaline.
Best acting?
CM Punk.
CM Punk.
I'm going to go KO because I'm just loving watching his transformation. Usually when he turns heel, we don't see the transformation. He's just a heel for no reason.
Right.
I love going, Cody, okay, we're doing something. We're in the middle of something. You have your partner. You're done. Get the fuck out. Almost died there. Get the fuck out of here, right? And then even like at the end when he was like pushing, like he grabbed Cody's face and pushed it. He's like, fuck, I'm so angry with you. And then again, like at the end, he's like, okay, I'll be your friend one more second.
Right.
Don't fuck up again, which he will.
Yeah. Worst comment?
How many books have they written?
Yeah, AOP.
I had Joe Tessitore saying, what a rush, because that offended me. Best comment?
I want you to remember that you prayed for all of this.
Yeah, that was so fucking good.
And it happened.
Right.
Yeah, I had Punk saying I've been living in a hotel because I can't subject...
Sure.
My wife,
AJ Lee, to this. Worst match?
I had Zoe versus Lyra.
That is correct.
Eric, look at you. Redemption.
Oh. Yeah. Super slow-mo?
Mii Chin versus Piper.
That ding, ding, ding,
correct.
Ding.
Ooh, I'm on a roll.
Wow.
Best match.
Can he do it?
KO and Orton. It's the last monster.
Bro!
It's the last monster standing. Obviously.
Godzilla versus King Kong, which I really mean is Godzilla versus Baby King Kong.
Ding Kong.
The video was
Donkey Kong.
Both of them had Godzilla face.
Yeah.
So I saw that. And you know what's funny is the video, they were like this height.
Yeah.
Like he was slightly
the same
shorter,
height.
Like
right.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's like, no, he would be at your cock. He would be here. If they went face to face. He'd be face to cock.
Face to cock.
Okay, get your cock on my face for free.
Maybe Bronson could have just sucked him off until he passed out.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's his finishing move.
Yeah.
That's what he should do.
Worst move?
I had, what's her name? Caden Carter. Just kind of like,
Of course.
While her partner's getting choked to death.
That's what I had too.
It has to be that.
Yeah.
They're so dumb.
Yeah. Best move?
The ring exploding.
I had Mello's cutter, like the good. Suplex into the cutter. I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
I had the, I can't believe I'm going to say this, the Del Toro's Coast to Coast.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
Because he set up all the judgment in the corner. Mm-hmm. Then he basically did a Coast to Coast and hit him. I was like, that's cool. It's different.
Worst moment?
R-Truth's return?
Mm. Yeah, but then he got kicked. It's fucking great.
But he still came back.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
It's tough. It's tough.
I mean... I don't know. I hate Nia. Nia Jax.
Nia choking Tiffany. Nia, no, it was kind of hot.
And Tiffy. No, it's not hot.
It's not hot. No, I have the submission sorority. Just the backstage segment before.
But
that
if
match.
You watch that, like with certain music, mm-hmm. you could probably come to it. You know,
can't. No feet. All right. What else is next?
Best moment.
Oh.
Punk and Drew. Easy.
Yeah. Easy.
In the cell.
Yeah.
Yep. And like Eric said, if they weren't on the show, it would have been Gunther. He was so good.
Yeah.
You know.
Excelente.
All right, that's all for awards. Now it's time for breaking news. During Raw, Joe Tessitore announced that Ilya Dragunov tore his ACL in a match with Gunther over the weekend and will be out for 6 to 9 months.
Wow. 6 to 9. All right.
Poor guy.
So we won't be seeing him, even though we haven't been seeing him.
True.
He hasn't really done anything for a while.
That is correct.
Mm. Yeah. The only other thing I have is, unfortunately, WWE Hall of Famer Pete Rose is dead at the age of 83.
Yeah, he can finally go into the Hall of Fame now.
Can he?
He's in the Hall of Fame. What are you talking about? He's in the Hall of Fame.
The baseball Hall
of Fame. Well, yeah, I mean.
No, he'll go in next year 100%.
Probably.
They had to wait till he's dead, then they'll make an exception.
So dumb.
The baseball.
No cause of death yet, but it seems to have been unexpected.
Yeah.
He was, what, 80-something?
83.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like he was in the hospital and sick and, you know, like, they found him in his house. Like, he was actually at a signing, like, 2 days before that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
huh. So, he was in a wheelchair, but he was at a signing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but, yeah. All right, so that's all for breaking news. So I guess it's time for the
You Fucking Mark
report with okay. Eric.
You Fucking Mark
Hamilton.
Yeah. All right.
What do you got?
So
you fucking Mark.
Royal Rumble tickets.
It's in February this year.
February 1st.
Tickets first time ever.
Will go on sale Friday, November 15th.
Lucas Oil Day.
Bye. Also, there'll be a pre-sale starting Wednesday. You could register.
Well, now all the fans know.
Oh, bummer.
No, it's not a bummer. Now they can get the ticket.
Okay.
It's fucking great.
Yeah, sure. Also, tonight, NXT debuted on the CW.
Yeah.
And
Shawn Michaels. Are you ready? Shut up, Shawn. I'll take it from here.
I'll take it fucking from here now.
Yeah, I'll NXT. What'd
you say? NXT Taker?
Right.
Take it easy, NXT Taker.
NXT has a new logo.
New logo?
It's silver.
Yeah, and new titles. No more like rainbow shimmeries.
The titles are silver.
Yeah. Interesting. So
maybe they'll take NXT more seriously now.
Hopefully.
Or, you know.
If it's going to be on the road, you might as well.
That's true. They are going to be on the road. I think next week it's St. Louis. This week they're in Chicago, so they had CM Punk.
Yeah.
Next week, they're in St. Louis, so they're having Randy.
Randy?
Yeah.
Brian.
Indeed.
But no, there was a video on social media of CM Punk, because I guess he was a special referee in one of the matches, in the title match. And he was basically dressed like Shawn, when Shawn Michaels was the guest referee on SmackDown for Triple H versus The Rock. But like, he had a fake cock in his shorts.
Right, obviously.
Fake cock.
Big chat.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Also, this was really fun on Twitter. Someone posted a picture of like Rhea fuck pinning Scarlett.
Yeah.
And Scarlett retweeted and said, "I didn't know I could bend like this."
Yeah.
And Karrion Cross replied, "I did.
I did."
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. Indeed. That's all I got for news.
Tell us about your the concert you were at.
Oh, Sum 41?
Yeah, just kidding. Rumor time!
Hey, so.
Rumors! years. Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So there are rumors that Vince McMahon is teaming with Kevin Dunn to produce a response to the Netflix documentary. But now PW Insider says those reports are false.
Oh.
But no, it's funny. As soon as I saw this, I was like, oh my God, I should make like a video of like, this is what it would look like with Kevin Dunn producing. It's a bunch of like zooming in and out. And then someone like already fucking made it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that was brilliant.
Yeah.
So credit to those whoever did that.
Right.
PW Insider also says there will be no Raw. Raw will not be live on October 14th due to the European tour. So they're going to tape two episodes of Raw on October 7th.
Two episodes?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then whenever, like, Saudi Mania is early November, so they're going to have to tape SmackDown ahead of time that week.
I thought they were going to do SmackDown there.
In
or was
Saudi?
It Raw? They're doing one of them there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's Raw.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
They record it. We watch it on delay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Any other rumors?
Yeah, I have. I just got one. Apparently, there's a rumor that MJF is going to be in Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. Yeah.
So if that's true, that could be pretty funny.
Sure.
Depending on what they use him for.
Yeah, let's hope we actually see him versus
exactly.
Iron Claw.
Yeah. It was like 3 seconds in Iron Claw.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all you got. All right, it's trivia time.
Yes.
Oh, don't look at me. You turned on the camera, the TV screen, and you said you had something special.
All right, we got to do the Pisanotron. It's the Pisanotron.
22!
Yes,
that is correct.
So one of our fans, Millen Palmer, a.k.a. Captain Charisma on Patreon, he made this fun game for us. Guess the WWE video game by looking at the cover.
Okay.
I can't do that.
Yeah, oh, so Joe's out of
Andrew,
this one.
That is clearly your dick.
What? No. Wow. All right, so let's see.
All right.
Okay, so yeah, I feel like Eric's going to do best at this, but yeah. I think I can do okay too.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The first one, we've
SmackDown.
Got...
SmackDown.
One. We've got Triple H, Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle.
Oh.
That's SmackDown.
2001.
Here Comes the Pain.
Oh.
But wouldn't that be the Brock on the front?
Brock's there.
You
if it was Here Comes the
yet?
Pain? No.
Oh, nice.
Are you sure?
I'm like 90%.
I'm going to say it's like a SmackDown versus Raw.
Oh, that's
no, it's
like
not.
2000.
I don't think it is.
2008
SmackDown in
it's
your
not SmackDown
in your face.
Versus Raw.
All right, let's see. Here we go.
Shut your mouth now.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Jericho with the beard.
All right. Next beard. Up, we've got Randy. Oh, that's
it's
2K13.
Damn it! I was gonna guess 14.
I was gonna say 14 as well. 2K12.
Oh, 12.
Shit!
Damn it!
Wow.
All right.
I gotta get one of these.
Next up, we've got
No Mercy.
No Mercy, yeah. That's No Mercy.
That was a whole game, just No Mercy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Because that's like regarded as like one of the best ones ever.
It is.
Kurt
Ooh, WrestleMania 19.
You fuck.
That was a game
only on GameCube, and it was so like there was parts where you would walk around backstage and beat up security.
Really?
Like a fighting game almost.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Oh, 2K15. I'm going to say it's WWE 2K15.
I'm going to say 14.
Because I had this one.
Eric?
I'm pretty sure this is right.
I'm going to say 17.
All right, let's see.
15! All right.
I remember I got that one, so yeah.
Okay.
Here Come the Pain.
There we go. Hey, look at Tori down on the bottom.
Hello.
Oh, that's not bad.
Doesn't even look like her face for some reason.
Yeah. It's nice. Not bad at all.
He's nice.
All right, next one. Oh, God.
Oh, God. WCW dies.
I want to say this is before 2K took over.
Oh, this is Raw
is War.
This is Raw 2.
Oh, my God. That's a thing?
It was only Xbox.
Oh, my God. How do you know that?
I knew Eric would do
that
well.
Fucking game.
I knew Eric would do well.
Raw I bought 2? That game day of.
Raw what the fuck 2. Is Raw 2?
Because Xbox, you know, PlayStation had SmackDown.
I guess there was a SmackDown, too.
So Xbox did Raw and then Raw 2.
My favorite wrestling game was SmackDown 2. I fucking loved that game. WWE 2K...
19.
18.
18?
I'm going to say.
19.
I could be wrong.
16.
Holy shit. Okay. That was that long ago.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Why is he on the cover then?
Because he went through his career.
They made him the cover star and he had this video and all. Yeah. All right, next one. This is...
SmackDown versus Raw 2000.
How to be like...
Yeah, I think eight.
Yeah.
Had to be later than that, no?
No. Or
maybe Let's nine?
2009.
Oh, nine. Yeah. Featuring ECW.
Oh, no.
Wow.
All right, let's see. Oh, that's a SmackDown versus Raw.
Yeah, but that 2006? One
2006? I'm going to say 2006.
2007.
2004?
All right. 2007.
Nice. Yeah.
Damn. All right, let's see. Oh, 2K... 2K...
He didn't have enough tattoos to make
2K
it...
2K14.
Oh, it's
2K14.
Right. That's probably right.
Eric?
Yeah, I think that's right.
All right, here we go.
17. Wow.
I thought we already did that one. All right. What the fuck is this?
What is this?
WWE Crush Hour.
What the... Eric, Jesus Christ.
You fucking mark.
One more time.
Yeah, you got it.
You fucking
Did you
mark.
Play this?
What is this?
It was Twisted Metal.
It was Twisted, yeah, I could tell.
With WWE people.
So that's The Rock.
Uh-huh.
Is that RVD?
I think so, yeah.
Oh my God.
Holy shit.
Look at The Rock. It's fucking great.
That's The Rock? No, that's The Rock. And that's
Can
RVD.
Can you look up real quick characters for that game? Crush Hour characters?
All right.
Crush Hour playable characters?
Big Show. Big Show was Big Rig. Billy Gunn, Booker T.
Brock Lesnar in an armored truck.
Who had the...
Chris Benoit, murder mobile.
Who had the ice cream truck.
Right.
Kurt Angle, patriotic SUV.
Stacy Keibler, feet car. What does that mean?
Import tuner. I don't even know what that means.
Tuner? I hardly know her.
Stone Cold, monster truck, of course. Undertaker's got a chopper.
Three and we'll get to the chopper.
Triple H, armored ATV.
Yeah.
Germany. William Regal, British roadster.
Nice. Okay. Hey, that's cool. Like a James Bond car.
Yeah. Matt Hardy, station wagon.
Same with Jeff Hardy.
What the fuck?
Oh, Chuck Palumbo was in it.
Rikishi, steamroller. Well, he's not going to do too well.
Oh, shit.
That's because he gives them the... I can't remember it.
Cleveland
now.
Steamer?
Cleveland Steamer.
It's fucking horrible.
All right, Jesus. Wow. Let's see if there's any more. Oh, that's 2K13. No, 2K13? Did we already do 13?
It's later. It's got to be 2K16.
I'm
going to
say 2K19.
2K14.
Wow. Yeah, we've said it 14. We've never seen it.
All right.
Oh, that's Day of Reckoning.
What?
I swear to God.
Jesus. Did you have a GameCube?
I did.
All right.
But I also worked at a video game store for a long time.
Is that a guy on his hands in the middle doing something upside? Oh, it's the shadow of the O.
That's Kurt Angle. And then he's being lowered into Vince's poop right there. He's being slowly lowered into that poop.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
SmackDown versus Raw 2006.
So I'm going to say 7.
I'm going to say 2005. 2006.
With Netplay.
What is that?
Oh,
Netplay.
That
wow.
was online. Yeah.
Wow. All right, let's see if there's any more. Ooh. Oh my, Hulk Hogan?
WrestleMania X8.
Yeah, you're right. Because that was that Mia. Yeah.
Yep.
Only for GameCube. The GameCube wrestling game sucked.
Hogan, Stone Cold.
But you Rob had them all.
Van Damme.
No, I mean, I had a couple, but I played them all.
You couldn't put The Rock on there?
All right, let's see.
RVD.
Oh, that's it. Thanks for playing. Hit the MJF button for the winner, Eric Hamilton.
You fucking mark!
By far.
By far and away. You know, I really got the GameCubes and the SmackDown and Raw.
That was impressive.
Congratulations.
Thank Some you. Of the, like, Day of Reckoning, like, what?
Yeah,
Day of Reckoning. Know. Like, what is that?
And they were so what bad. What a horrible title.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do some fan questions. Bill Capri, can Stone Cold please say... Oh, no.
It's just me, Oos. Day one, ass what? It's just me, Oos.
That's terrible, and I hate you.
Yeah. Now you gotta say yeet, too.
Yeet!
Oh, no.
That's terrible.
Never do that again.
Fuck you!
B-Sans, Push Fire Barry, Nacho Libre quotes.
I hate all the orphans in the whole world.
Ooh. We will never win because you are fat. And I don't want to get paid to lose. I want to win.
I want to win.
I mean, obviously, you should have said them all. We've done Andrade the whole show.
I hate all the orphans in the world.
They were.
We never win because you are fat. I don't want to get paid to lose.
That's fucking great.
Claro. I want to win.
Yeah. All right, push that, bury the because you're fat, and then fire the orphans.
I like the orphans line, but whatever.
All right.
Z-Boog 69, they wasted an opportunity to collapse the ring inside the cell. Would have been more unique. Also, there's a new elite figure of Natalya coming out, and it has that shirt. Get it for the podcast. If you haven't seen the t-shirt bracket, he's talking about a certain Natalya t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's on the bracket. Good God. That's an action figure you can buy.
Man.
Eric, you'll have to tell us about it. Liv Morgan's title belt. Okay, gang, I've had it with the Nigel slander. Any commentator who keeps calling Bryan Danielson a clam digger and says he can't be a vegetarian because he dines on brie is a winner in my book. Besides that, the match at Grand Slam wasn't for the world title. It was never for the world title. And McGinnis looked great in defeat. Otherwise, keep up the great work.
Okay.
I feel like we have a button for that. You want to push it for them, Eric?
Oh.
Kind of pushed it a lot today, but...
You fucking mark!
Shoes on the other foot.
Yeah. Angelo, hey guys, the recent t-shirt bracket was freaking hilarious. Thank you so much. You should all check it out.
Absolutely.
Josh's illegitimate son. Would you guys ever do a funniest moment bracket? Maybe even throw in some iconic PWG spots, such as Chuck Taylor's mid-match sex change. Funniest moment? Or like just worst moments? I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't sound great. Didn't sound very funny.
Silk Nick. My son's birthday is today. He's the kid that Toyota Center made him throw the sign away that said, "What's wrong with wrestling?" on it.
Aww.
Thank y'all for everything. Just wanted to give him a shout out. Thanks, guys. Wow. Well, yeah, appreciate that. Happy birthday, buddy. Dashing Dan, Pushfire Barry, give a top title run to these women who never wore the gold, but they probably should have. Lacey Evans, Shayna Baszler, Kairi Sane.
Baszler never had a title?
Not a main one, just NXT.
Yeah. Who was the last one?
Kairi.
Probably Kairi.
I mean, Lacey could have when she was, you know, doing great. Fire Shayna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monster number 10. We can share our sorrows about football with each other now because the Cowboys suck this season. Well, yeah, there you go. R.A.P. Cowboys.
Yeah.
Donald Alexander, how can those WWE rings handle Royal Rumbles and Battle Royals? But Strowman and Reed made it collapse.
It's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Tune in for next time on What If?
Yeah. Roman Reigns over the counter. Obesity in America is a big problem. Can't even have a wrestling match without breaking the ring. I know you guys will shit on the spot, but it's still impressive to see two super heavyweights pull off a stunt like that.
No, I mean, it was fun. It was our best move.
Yeah,
it was yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That cemetery guy, why is LWO still a thing? If we can't get rid of it, can we at least start calling it the Rey Mysterio Appreciation Society?
I kind of like that.
It's not bad.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Will my dick fit?
No. Uh-huh.
No, never. In the world of wrestling, there are sadly many deaths and then sometimes a tribute package. Not to be morbid, but what does a tribute package look like if one of the crew passes? Satirical answers encouraged.
Oh, God. A little dark.
Eric would just be all of his Markiest Mark moments, you know?
Yeah, probably.
For you.
Right.
For sure. Something like that.
Yeah.
Joe would be like photoshopped, like him holding feet.
Photoshop?
Or just go in there.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
These are all your feet.
Oh. Put down my pano that you're about to record.
Stephen with a V.
Just trying to get all the feet.
Yeah.
What is your Mount Rushmore of most disgruntled wrestlers? Bret Hart, Ryback, CM Punk, etc.
Ooh.
Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, yeah.
Be up there. Goldberg would be up there as well, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pop culture junkie, could we hear what Drunk Flair and Shawn Michaels were talking about the morning after parting with Vince?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, Rick.
Are you alive? Are you alive, Rick Dagger?
When he said poop, I said, I'm way ahead of you, baby. That's old news, baby.
Same here. I mean, this is what I had to do to beat Brett at WrestleMania.
So, ooh.
You know. What else is new?
Yeah, go.
Jim and Marvin Luter always push Shawn Michaels' impression. So many hilarious references for it.
Andrew Taker,
thank you. Joseph Reiling, please explain to me why Adam Pearce wanted Strowman and Reed to stay in the ring during the match. Yeah, he has the same beef that we had, of course. Yeah,
of course.
Liable Chief, did you guys see Shane McMahon's son is playing college football? Did you see Goldberg's son is playing college football? Yeah. Torque is my favorite player.
Torque.
I love Torque.
Torque. Can I choose Torque in NCAA?
Yeah, probably.
That's awesome.
Ethan, I forked out the money for the seats at Bad Blood for myself and my cousin who hasn't watched the product since 2017. Can you three give Cliff Notes, a Cliff Notes review of what he's missed over the last 7 years? No.
Yeah, that's...
Roman Reigns was covered in dog food at one point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns sucked and now he's cool and...
Just Google it.
Yeah. Listen to the podcast. We'll review it for him. Buck my ass. No question. Just go Tigers. Eric, it's a baseball team. Go sports.
They beat the Astros.
Yeah, I know.
Spencer, I was really confused in the last Monster Standing match. Was Reed Monster number one or Monster number two?
We
gotta know who he is.
You have no idea.
Yeah. The Rizzler, if Paul Ellering isn't WWE's version of Biden, then fuck me. Ellering in the ring like Biden at the podium. You see what Paul was doing in the ring before the match started? See, no, he's saying he was there.
Mm.
So no, I have no idea.
No.
Maybe he was lost. Vince's mustache. Can we reflect on the fact Bronson's big ass face took up the whole frame during that backstage segment? Yeah, they got really close for his awkward little promo there.
Look out.
Roman's cross-eyed cousin, Karrion Kross, was looking like a member of Nickelback this week.
Oh, sure. Yeah, his hair's getting a little long.
Yeah. Leprechaundom, after the bonus bracket, what is your favorite wrestling shirt of all time?
Wow.
Ooh, the Johnny Champion one.
I mean, probably just Austin 316 with the skull on the back, you know?
Yeah. Smoking skull. Pretty good.
The Kurt Angle one that just said, you suck.
Yeah. Within like the past 10 years, the KO shirt where it looked like Raw.
The KO show?
The KO show, but it was the old Monday Night Raw. Yeah, logo.
That one was really good.
I love that one. Lil Donnie's Choo Choo Train, RIP Hollywood Hogwash. We're coming back. We just don't do it every week anymore. You know? Especially with the NFL.
Goddamn football season.
P.S. When is Eric going to start the TNA AEW podcast? Tell us, Eric.
Can we set this? Can I set some stuff up at my house and record it there and send it to you?
Yeah, right. Sure.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Andy Piccone, did you guys see Scott Steiner's son is playing college football?
Oh. Yeah.
God bless his math tutor.
Right.
Sure.
So now we just need Braun Breaker, Scott Steiner's son, and Torque in a stable.
It's going to be a great stable one day.
Oh, my God.
The E-Fad, if you got to pick one wrestler not currently being pushed to get a mega push, who would you pick? Kevin Owens.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always going to be Kevin Owens. Thomas Atherton, name your all-time favorite WWE prop / memorabilia that you wouldn't sell for profit. Eric, go.
My autographed Bret Hart Simpsons figure.
Mm. So like $1 million, you're not selling it?
No. Yes, of course I would.
For Andrew, you went extreme.
For $1 million.
But he's not going to sell it for what it's worth. Like how much you can get it for.
Mine's what's the minimum?
Shawn Michaels' hair, Andrew?
Yeah.
Minimum? $2,000.
$2,000?
Yeah.
All right.
No, mine's Stacy's panties when she had needed money at one point.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
eBay.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Tell us more. Oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, and then Bobby the Mark Soydam said, we forgot to cover this. Any chance you guys are coming to Jersey next year for SummerSlam? That's right. We've got to talk about that in breaking news.
Yeah.
SummerSlam is coming to MetLife Stadium next year in New Jersey.
For two nights.
Two nights.
Right. Fuck.
It's just like WrestleMania.
Yeah.
No.
Considering I've been to two WrestleManias there.
Yeah. To answer your question, no. I only go to Jersey for Jets games, sadly.
Yeah.
I'm not.
My brother wants to do his, that's what he wants to do for his bachelor party, SummerSlam.
Can we get crazy?
Sure.
Okay, I'll go.
All right. I told him let's get a suite if we're going to fucking do it. Like a suite with an open bar.
That's expensive.
A suite at SummerSlam?
Yeah.
How much are you willing to spend?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
we've pushed the button enough.
Thou each?
Yeah.
I mean, that's about as much as we spend at a strip club. Probably.
That's the joke for Vegas WrestleMania is like, you know, just in my
$1,000 nosebleeds.
In my $1,000 nosebleed seats.
Right. Yeah.
Because again, Philly was $250 a night for the cheapest tickets.
Yeah.
So $500 altogether. What's Vegas going to be?
Yeah.
I'm just saying this right now. I'm not into spending that much money for Mania. I'm just not.
Right.
So.
Yep.
You guys could have fun.
I mean, we could each get like a fucking 3-pound steak and lobster.
Yeah.
For maybe less.
Stay here.
And stay here.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you want steak and lobster, I'll do steak and lobster.
Hmm. You got it. All right. That's all for fan questions. So now it's time for predictions for Bad Blood.
Let's do it.
Jesus. All right. We got Roman Reigns and Cody versus Solo and Jacob Fatu.
All right.
Who you got?
I got Cody and Roman.
What a team.
Cody and Roman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I have.
I've got Roman pinning Solo.
Same.
I've got Roman pinning Fatu.
No way.
No. Jacob can't take a loss already.
No, he can't.
Solo can?
Yeah.
He's the leader.
He's lost several times this
year. He's the leader. He needs to not
He's the
pinned.
Loser. Well, yeah. That's what he is. How many people interfere?
I mean, I put... two. I kind of want to change that to four now.
I think it's going to be way more than my number. I put four.
Yeah, I was going between five. Three and five. I went with three.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We'll I'm going to up mine to four.
Okay, you do that. Now he's going to win.
Yeah.
Right. Any swerves?
I put no.
No, I think if something happens, it's going to be an accident for now, and then we'll figure it out later.
I put yes.
Hmm.
Next up, we have Damian Priest versus Finn Balor.
Who do you got? I've got Priest with a pin.
You know what's weird is like I feel like it's Finn's turn, but when they beat the living shit out of him, I was like, I guess Priest is winning again. So I put Priest.
Like, well, they haven't fought yet,
right? But like
but they're getting over like the mixed tag match.
Like, every Raw like, has been like Priest dead in the ring,
right?
So
that's why I figured Priest.
Yeah, Priest with a pin. How many people interfere?
I put three.
I put two. Dom's got doing his own thing.
Yeah, I put two.
Okay.
Does Priest kick out of a coup de grace?
I put yes.
I'm going to say yes. That's his moment.
Yes. Does Balor kick out of a South of Heaven chokeslam?
Nah.
No.
No. All right. Then we've got Nia Jax versus Bayley, WWE Women's Championship.
I have Nia.
I've got Nia with a pin.
Pin.
Nia with a pin. How many people interfere?
I put two.
I put one.
I put two. Does Bayley kick out of the Annihilator?
I put yes.
I put no.
I put no.
Okay.
I don't know that anyone kicks out of that.
Right, yeah.
Does plus, she might really die. Does Tiffany Stratton cash in?
No.
I don't think it's time yet. No. It'd be a good moment for this
really pay-per-view. Could be time.
It could be.
I mean, that's kind of...
It could
might
be.
Might be where you do it.
Well, what'd you put?
I put no.
Who's your second interference, Naomi?
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Next up, we have Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley, Women's World Championship with Dom in the shark cage. Who you got?
Got Liv with a pin.
Same.
You all had Rhea like a week ago.
I know.
But it was the
like,
shark cage, right?
Yeah.
Because that person always wins.
Yes. Right.
Whoever has the friend in the shark cage... drop the brass knuckles.
You're allowing them to cheat by putting them above you.
Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Live with a pin?
Yeah.
How many people interfere?
I put two.
I put one.
Put one. Dumb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does Liv kick out of a Riptide?
No.
I said no to that.
No as well. Does Rhea kick out of Oblivion?
I put yes.
I put yes.
Yes as well. Does Tiffany Stratton cash in?
No.
Be interesting to do it here, but I put no.
No as well. Then we've got CM Punk versus Drew McIntyre. Hell in a Cell. Who you got?
I'm going Punk.
I'm going Drew.
With a pin.
You are? Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's wow. huge.
Yeah, I went Punk.
I was really torn. I can see Punk as the guy who puts other guys over, though.
Sure.
Like,
it could go either way.
Punk, I wouldn't be shocked. And either way would be fine.
Yeah.
If Drew wins, I feel like it's not done. If Punk wins, I feel like it's
done. Oh, it's done. It's done either way.
Oh, no.
I mean, they said it's done. Yeah. It's got to be done if they say it. You know,
I saw it.
You know, twice.
So
in
that's
a lifetime.
Our only difference. Otherwise, we all have the same winners, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Punk with a pin. You got everyone has pin?
Yes. Yeah, pin.
How many people interfere?
Put zero.
I'm putting zero.
Yeah, I put cero, miedo.
Yeah.
Do they fight on the top of the cell?
No.
I'm going to say they do. I think they feel like they need to do something big.
I'm going to say they do, yeah. I think Punk is that guy.
Yeah.
I think Drew is that guy.
They got to do it.
Does anyone fall off the side?
I put yes there.
That's where I'm going to put no, because I feel like both of these guys, especially Punk, just gets too injured. Like, he falls and he's done, so they're going to have to climb down and not do a spot like that.
That's why I put them not going on top.
Yeah, but
like, I could see Drew, like, getting on the side and then Punk hits him with a kendo stick and he falls onto a table.
Yeah, sure. That could happen. I just put no.
I put no. And does anyone fall off the top?
No.
No.
No. Shane McMahon's not going to show up.
No.
Correct.
No.
Mick Foley's not.
He just runs out, climbs to the top, and just jumps off.
Right.
Table spot.
Here comes the money.
They're like,
Here comes the money.
He's like, you gotta kill me off so I can go to AEW.
Right.
There's no more money.
Yeah. They're like, Shane, your dad's not backstage to hug you.
Yeah.
Just to get that hug.
I love you.
I killed myself so my dad would hug me.
Worth it.
Does Punk kick out of a Claymore?
Yes.
But yes.
Yes. Does Drew kick out of a GTS?
Yes.
But yes.
Yes.
It's like a Mania match.
Yeah. All right. Surprise appearance. There are so many potential.
There's so many
people.
There's Talu Fatu.
Whatever.
There's six other Fatus that can go. I'm doubling down. AJ Lee.
Okay.
I think she'll finally make her appearance.
All right.
And probably help Punk win.
But see, I thought about putting AJ, and then I was like, if she helps Punk win, then that's kind of like lame on Punk's part.
Not like help him win. She's not going to help him pin him. Like in the middle of the match, she's going to slap Drew or something, and it's going to be a big shocking moment. He's been in a hotel. He basically told us she's going to be there, to say, like, hey, come back.
If he just hugs her in the crowd, it doesn't count.
What?
You've said that a million times.
Oh, come on. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
We've said that a million times.
Like the match is over and he hugs her?
Yeah.
Sure, that doesn't count.
Okay.
This would have to be during the match.
Right. What do you have?
I went with Raquel. I could see Raquel coming and helping Liv retain. And
turning heel and joining the Judgment Day?
Not necessarily joining the Judgment Day.
All right.
I think there's been rumors of that, haven't there?
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
cheating.
Been out for a while.
All right.
Right, with that skin thing.
Yeah.
For me, it was between Paul Heyman and Jimmy Uso, and I went with Jimmy Uso.
Interesting.
That's why I put a swerve for that match.
Uh-huh.
Unless that doesn't count as a swerve, but my thing is Jimmy returns and helps Roman. So if you say that's not a swerve, then I'll put no, but
Jimmy helping Roman? I wouldn't say that's a swerve.
They haven't established.
But the last time they've been together, they were enemies.
They weren't enemies. He was a part of their stupid. Remember, he went back to the bloodline. It was sucking their dicks until he faded away.
Yeah. Solo's the one that kicked him out.
You could change it.
It's hard to keep track with all this shit.
Yeah, I know.
Right,
so many Usos.
I'll put no swerve, but yeah, I got Jimmy returning to help Roman. All right. That's funny. We all have something different for surprise appearance.
Yeah.
I hope it's Jimmy and not Paul Heyman.
I'm going to change my mind and just take my point.
Sure.
I never do that.
Does the announce table break?
Yeah.
I put yes.
Yeah, I put yes. What's the opening match?
WWE Women's title.
I think this can almost be any match.
Yeah,
honestly. It really could.
I'm going to put Liv Rhea to start with something different. You know what I mean? Putting Dom up top.
Okay, I did Priest Balor.
Yeah.
All right.
And then main event?
I put Hell in a Cell.
I'm doing Cody Roman. There's no fucking way their two biggest stars aren't the main event.
Their two biggest stars are Punk and
Drew. How do you follow Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
With Cody and Roman.
With a tag match.
Yeah, is that going to be good?
For nothing.
You know what's going to be insane. You guys put what you want.
Insane.
All right, we did.
Insane?
Yeah.
With the run-ins team and stuff.
It's okay, yes. Grandpa. Yeah. I mean, Joe.
Who?
Look, he might be right. I just don't think it's, you know, they've done it before, right? Where the fucking tag, the stupid tag team matches main event. Didn't main event Money the Bank?
Probably.
Like, that's I think it could happen, sure.
Yeah, they did it already this year.
I hope it's Hell in a Cell, because you can't follow a Hell in a Cell match.
No.
Especially this one.
Right. I'm just, again, we're trying to put what we think's going to happen, not what we want to happen.
It's going
to
be Triple H and Orton trying to follow Taker and Shawn all over again.
I don't know, Joe. You did put AJ Lee, so.
No.
You certainly want that to happen.
That's a surprise appearance. It's kind of a free 10 points if you get it.
Yeah.
We haven't really hit that in a long time.
Yes.
Right. You hit it with Brock one time. I think I hit it with somebody random, but we think we've hit it like two or three times ever. So anyway.
Lock of the century.
Cody and Roman winning.
This is funny. I put Punk. That's how confident I am that Punk's winning.
Wow. I put Nia.
Wow.
Like, she's not losing to Bayley, but fuck, if Tiffany cashes in mid-match, then I might be fucked.
Yeah. Right.
We'll see. But yeah, I put Nia. All right. You put Cody and Roman.
Okay. Yep.
Always pick Roman. All right. So, that's it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. That's where you can get the Bad Blood pay-per-view recap, where I don't think any titles are going to change hands, which will be the same for our show.
I mean, I doubt it.
Because I'm the champ. And when have I lost this? Have I? Whoa, it's been like forever.
2 months
ago. I've been the champ for like so long.
No, I won it 2 months ago.
Since after WrestleMania. When you didn't show up and you didn't win? Yeah, I remember that too.
2 months ago.
Hey, you going to be here this Saturday?
I am.
Oh, Eric is?
Yeah.
Is Joe? Oh, should we just...
I have a work trip.
Should we just tear it up then? Okay. Should we just tear up his...
Sure.
His scorecard?
You know, I'll probably win because of this new rule.
Well,
yeah, show up.
All right, put in after I lost it.
Okay, AJ Lee.
This is... What's wrong with...